And with that, we go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, bring in our guest. He is the recruiting editor at Horns 24/7. Horns247.com is where you can find all of his outstanding work. Get him on Twitter at MikeRoach247. That's at MikeRoach247. No dashes, no slashes, no spaces. And the State of Recruiting podcast with he and Hudson Standish. We're welcoming Mike Roach to the program. Mike, thanks for the time, as always. How was that, was it Lovejoy McKinney scrimmage last night?
Yeah, one of the better scrimmages in the Metroplex when it comes to just pure talent. It was a good scrimmage. Lovejoy looks pretty strong, so I'm interested to see kind of what they have going into the season.
Yeah, I think they're going to be definitely one of the teams to watch there. And was that scrimmage in McKinney at the Palatial Digs there, or was it over in Lucas?
It was over in Lucas at Lojo Field, as I like to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Well, Mike, let's go ahead and start off with the interesting news of the week. We went into Jordan Matthews' decision on Monday. All signs were pointing to him picking Texas, and I don't remember if you said it or if Hudson said it, but all these kids talk about, I'm going to shock the world with my decision, and 99 times out of 100, things end up playing out as expected. This was just probably the one time where it didn't, with Jordan Matthews, a young man that Texas had put in a lot of time, energy, and effort recruiting in Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, I think it's happened both ways for Texas this year, if you think about it. I think that it went against Texas this time. It went for Texas with Peyton Kirkland. These kids are trying to get more secretive about their decisions and how they keep things. And I try to look at the indications of what they do. And, you know, with Jordan Matthews having probably four or five times during his recruitment, you know, what he was telling people behind the scenes, what he was telling recruits in the class, all those sorts of things, everything pointed to Texas. But Sunday night before the decision, I was getting a lot of phone calls that were like, hey, we're not all the way sure here. We're not, we don't have a great feeling. We have a feeling something's going weird. So I mentioned it, you know, that Monday morning in the Stampede, just to say, hey, there's not a, there is a weird feeling going around here that something could change. And so, it's just kind of is what it is. You win some, you lose some, especially in this recruiting game. But I think that one really hurt Texas because that was one they were counting on for a long time.
Yeah, and you look at the cornerback situation, Mike. I mean, they've got a top 100-ish player in the country in Malik Muhammad out of Dallas South Oak Cliff, number 78 overall in the 24/7 sports rankings. But you broke it down kind of what's left for Texas at the corner position, where they can go. But it really sounds like at least, you know, there are some other options, but top of mind, I think, for a lot of Longhorn fans who follow recruiting and probably for the staff. However all in you were going to go on Javian Toviano out of Arlington Martin, the push just became that much more important.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were all in on Toviano regardless. I don't think they can push any harder than they have been. I think that, you know, he's been a major priority for them. And I think obviously it becomes more important to win him and continue to add strong talent to this group at corner, but they have never really not pushed hard for Taviano.
And then what other options, Mike, at corner? I know you mentioned a couple other guys, some guys that maybe they've had contact with, guys that maybe you'd like to see them circle back on. Outside of the obvious, where do you think Texas goes to finish off this class at corner?
I think there's going to be a lot of guys they kind of look into this fall, see who rises, see what guys have a big year. I really like Jalen Braxton out of Frisco Lone Star. I like Curly Reed out of Lafayette Christian Academy in Louisiana. There has been a little bit of contact with South Oak Cliff's Javon Thomas, who's committed to Texas A&M. I think he could be maybe an option if they decide to push harder there. So I think they will find somebody. It's just kind of who they're going to focus on.
Mike, we were talking earlier in the show about Jaden Chatman out of Harker Heights and the kind of prospect he is. And, you know, anytime you recruit an offensive line class, the caliber that Texas got in the 22 cycle, kids are going to be cognizant of that. So Chatman, you look at the other guys they've taken, how impressed are you with the fact that Kyle Flood and company, they've been able to find another group of quality offensive line prospects 1 year after taking one of the best offensive line hauls that people in the industry, myself included, have seen any school take in the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, it's definitely something they needed. You know, they had to find somebody who could consistently recruit offensive line talent and hopefully, you know, develop it. I've been really impressed with the job that Flood and the staff have done assembling that offensive line talent in back-to-back classes. I think year in and year out, it was always kind of an adventure in the last few staffs just to offline recruiting, the ups and downs of it. And then you get into a point where it's like, okay, well, we've missed on a lot of primary targets. Who are these secondary targets, and, you know, how good are they ultimately? And that's not really the case now. I think that there's a case where you can say, hey, do we feel these guys that are recruiting, are they the best they can get? That's always a question you can have. But, you know, if they're trusting their evaluation, they've landed the guys that they've prioritized early.
Mike, I know Andrew Ivins, who does a great job covering national recruiting for us at 24/7 Sports, he's made no bones about the fact that he's going to stand on the table for Cedric Baxter Jr. to be a five-star prospect in the 24/7 Sports rankings. But outside of, you know, can some of those high-end four-star guys get themselves to five? Is there anybody in this class among these 22 commitments that you're anxious to see this fall because you think wherever this guy is ranked, by the time you get to the end of the cycle, he could be a guy that Texas fans get really excited about based on how he rises?
Yeah, I think I've said for a while, I think Trevor Goosby is a guy that could definitely rise in this class and become a four-star prospect. And I just think he's got the frame and the athleticism to do it. And he's a guy, like, when I'm looking at guys, you know, you look for tools, the frame, maybe they just haven't put it on, but they've got kind of a lot of the indicators we look for. I think Goosby has that in spades. I also think, you know, I think Leonga Lefau could really rise some more given his what his senior season looks like. Spencer Shannon's another guy. And then Billy Walton just looks more impressive physically every time I see him. So I'm really interested to see kind of what kind of season he can turn in.
So, Mike, you know, you're too modest and humble to talk about it, but I'm going to make you talk about it anyway. Book's out. So I mean, folks can get the book, right?
The book is live, yeah. It's not out. I guess I should say it comes out October 4th.
Okay.
I have a box of books for and for because I'm the author, I get them first. So going to send some thank you ones out. Craig, you'll be getting one.
Oh, thanks.
Told you.
the other day, Jeff was mentioning the book and said he's because somebody called in and or texted in and said, are you guys going to be giving away copies of Mike's book? And said, probably not, because it's not coming out till October, and he's going to be, you know, it'll be in distribution. And Jeff said, well, he'll I'm sure he's got to take care of some clients and some people and give some away. And I said, I wonder if he'll give me one. He goes, well, you wrote the foreword,
yeah,
so
I'm pretty
sure
you're factored in.
I may get factored in. So I appreciate that. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of, so October 4th is when folks can start ordering it?
Right.
Okay.
You can order it now. October 4th is the release date.
Okay.
It'll be in stores, and I would assume be sent out by those
okay.
By the services.
So if they want to pre-order, where do they go to do it?
You can do it at Amazon. You can do it at Goodreads. You can do it at a lot of different places, anywhere you really get your book.
Okay.
Yeah, The Road to Texas, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Longhorns Recruiting Trail. Mike authored it. Craig wrote the foreword. And if you go to Mike's Twitter account, at MikeRoach247 in the Twitterverse, it's Mike's pinned post at the top of the account with the Amazon link in there. That might be the easiest way for you to find it.
Yep, look forward to that. Hey, Mike, as always, we appreciate you taking the time to do it. And we'll look forward to the visit next week as we get to a high school game week.
All right, thanks, fellas. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, oh, by the way, do you know which game you'll be at next Friday?
I am still figuring that out. I've got a couple ones I'm narrowing down right now.
All right. If for any reason you wind up at Manville Shadow Creek, come up and say hi, because that'll be the Texas Football Day's kickoff game for Bally. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Mike Roach, Orange 24/7.
Our outstanding recruiting editor. Best recruiting coverage in the Texas market with Mike and Hudson Standish at Orange 24/7, orange247.com.